DeMello. Coast FM.
It's April Fool's Day. But look.
No tricks today.
In the current climate, I think the fools would be anyone that would be trying to confuse anyone.
I know.
It's confusing enough.
The rules that we're meant to be following at the moment are that confusing. We don't need anyone trying to joke around.
And look, I don't think we could come up with anything that would top the current COVID-19 situation.
Like, no.
You know, toilet paper's hard to find, they've cancelled the footy and you can't go away for Easter.
Yeah.
What can you do, like, that's going to shock people more? Not much.
No.
So, look, you're generally safe
just
with us.
Happy April.
Can't speak for anybody else, but you're generally safe with us.
Yeah, welcome to April, everyone. How's that?
And stay in your zone as of now. Well, how's that? Now, it's April 1 and we're officially in the stay in your zone territory. That's the April gift.
Stay in your zone. Oh,
you can't go past the regional boundaries.
Yeah.
It does have a Hunger Games vibe to it, I'll
admit. It does, doesn't it?
But I guess.
I mean, if you're working, it's fine. Of course, there's exceptions.
And deliveries and various other things.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know.
It's basically just not leisurely drives out to down south or to the wheat belt or wherever you are planning on going holidaying.
Mind you, if anyone, because I know that they actually did start implementing, you know, I know some people have already been spoken to. I saw someone on Facebook said they were coming back at 1 o'clock in the morning and they had to explain themselves to the police. So
yeah, so it really did kick in at midnight.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
So if you've seen it, if you've noticed it, if you've been pulled over and asked questions, then let us know what the deal is.
Yeah.
The number's 9581597 3. Anytime, if you want to reach out, we're here. I don't know if we can help, but you know, feel free to ask.
We can chat.
You can certainly ask the question. As of today, in addition to the usual Macca's menu, apparently customers can pick up milk and sort of bread, English muffins and gourmet bread rolls from your drive-thru to save you lining up.
Right, that's a good idea. So you don't have to pop into the shop multiple times during the week. If you miss a run out of bread or milk, you can go through the drive-thru.
Don't know if that's has to be done with a purchase or if you could just go through for bread and milk. But yeah, there you go. There's an option. So
Macca's delivering the goods once again.
When they start doing toilet paper.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
We'll be back.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Okay, serious pants on today. Three things to tell you about.
Okay. Let me pop them on. Done.
Zips down. Public transport services are being scaled down temporarily.
Yes.
Which, you know, fair enough. I think demand's pretty low at the moment.
Yeah, and public transport at the best of times gives me the
close quarters.
Yeah, close quarters. You don't know who's touched anything. It's just
so from next week.
But great. I mean,
not that you're judging or anything like that. No. From next week till around the end of April at this stage, weekday train and bus services will follow the Saturday timetables. Trains after midnight will stop and cat services will be reduced.
Yeah.
That's the one where you can take your pet on board.
Take your cat with you.
Imagine cats on public transport.
Oh, man, no.
Anyway. So, yes, you can check the public
Transport WA
website. Get the details. If you're planning on doing some burning on your property in April, you need to get a permit. There are new restricted burning times that extend through until April 30. So just check with local government. And DFES reminds you that April 1 is the day to change the battery in your smoke alarm.
Good idea. Smoke alarms are things you forget about. You just forget that they're there because you obviously don't ever use them.
Well, and that's why April 1's kind of been marked as the day so that at least it reminds you, hey, April 1.
Yeah.
You know, have a look.
Do it.
Further to the story of the company that introduced splinter-free toilet paper in the 1930s.
Good on them.
I've dug out some of the things that people previously used before toilet paper. So, you know, to make splinter-free toilet paper a selling option, right, you had to be coming from some pretty interesting places.
Yeah,
so
far
out. So what did people use in ancient times? Well, and I'm not saying that we necessarily have to convert to doing that because we would be silly enough to probably try these things and flush them. And as not surprising, in Queensland, certainly in other places, what people have been using as a substitute has started to clog things. So,
yep, I've heard plumbers everywhere are having a hard time at the moment.
So keep this in mind if you are running low on toilet paper. The Eskimos apparently used tundra moss, the Inuit Americans.
What's that?
Well, that's like, it's moss.
But
yeah, moss that's sort of particularly soft and made for the icy wastes.
Well, I don't know how efficient that would be.
Well, apparently it did the job.
Yeah.
A sponge with salt water, cleaned with vinegar is what the Romans used. Yes. And hopefully splinter-free corn cobs seem to have been a particularly... I wonder if they... I'm using the used
corn
bit.
Cobs.
So you eat the corn off it and then you keep the cobs, right?
And pop it in a little bucket but next to the toilet.
You're like, yeah.
Oh.
It was used in the American West and a few other places in the world, apparently. Now, all of these sound much better than using clay, which is apparently what the ancient Greeks used.
Clay?
Like a face mask, but like clay. Pop, and then out it comes with... anyway.
Wait, so you leave it on there, let it dry, and then peel it off?
No, I don't think you let it dry. I don't actually
But
I
even
don't
if, it,
really
if it's
know.
Wet, it's not doing anything.
Or maybe you just go... bloop and use it. I don't know.
Don't do that hand movement.
Sorry.
That's disgusting.
Or mussel shells.
Ooh!
Which some claim was the choice
the
of
the back
some,
or the front of it.
I'm guessing you use it like a scoop. I'm not really sure.
Yuck.
It was apparently the claim of some coastal dwellers. Or you could go the other way, like NASA, who recently spent $23+ million designing a zero-G toilet for the space shuttle with some insane, but I'm guessing also safe, suction technology.
Actually, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, but just bear in mind, it is.
But then where does it go?
It's a it's a fine line between hygiene and disemboweling. So, you know, I figure it's worth getting that right.
Don't use your vacuum cleaner, please.
God, no. April 1 is the start of ant season. Now, this is...
Ant season. Great. Here come the ants.
Or the season of adulthood, which is what they call gerund, which is... We're talking the indigenous seasons. April 1, we move into the new one. So, gerund season last sees a break in the really hot weather. A key indicator of the change of season is the cool nights. All
so
notice
true.
Those. They've been coming for a couple of days. And that once again bring a dewy presence for us to discover in the early mornings.
There you go. It's also true.
Winds have changed, especially in their intensity. Light breezes being the go, generally swinging from southerly directions. Many flying ants can be seen cruising around in the light winds.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
It's like casually enjoying themselves out there. But there you go. So if you do see more flying ants, that's the reason why.
Okay.
The nights become cooler and damper, along with some cool and rainy days, which means traditionally the mia mias or the maya mias, houses or shelters, were now repaired in indigenous culture and updated to make sure that they were waterproofed and facing in the right direction in readiness for the deep wintry months to come. Diane's on the line from Battery World. We were just saying, Diane, that today's the day that DFES tell everyone, being April 1st, to change the battery in their smoke alarm. Mm. Now, I figure you guys are open. You've got all the options. Is that fair?
Yes, we do. And Battery World as a group, they sell the... 9-volt smoke alarm batteries for $1.
Hey.
Look at that.
I guess the trick for a lot of people is what kind of measures have you guys got in place to kind of... and we know you're operating and still open and stuff. And what are you guys doing at the moment, given the strange circumstances?
Yeah, so we've got as much in protection in place as we can to help the staff and keep everyone safe. We've got the tape on the floor, the markings, the social distancing, disinfecting everything throughout the day. Avoiding the cash wherever possible.
Sure.
Trying to encourage people to pay pass.
Awesome.
If it gets to the point where we do have to close down, we're going to be offering free delivery for I think over $50. We'll be doing free delivery to people who need batteries.
Awesome. You could get 50 smoke alarms.
So I was going to say, fair enough, not for one smoke alarm, because that would probably be a bit excessive as deliveries go.
That is true, yeah, because it would go out to probably about a 10K radius or something.
Brilliant.
But we do have a lot of electricians that come in and the retirement villagers, and so we have regulars every year that they come and buy like a couple of hundred batteries at a time.
Yeah, right. So today's the day. If you need a couple of hundred smoke alarm batteries,
today's the day to do it. All right, make sure you check out Battery World for your smoke alarm battery needs. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We're at 3 Coolin Way.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And live from the lounge rooms of Hollywood, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. James Corden has hosted a primetime home fest episode of his The Late Late Show from his garage.
Right.
How cool is this? Gordon said the show would help in keeping people apart to bring them together. John Legend appeared during the show to perform his song, Actions.
Actions speak louder than, speak louder than, speak louder than love songs. The melodies they carry on. Actions speak louder than,
song. It sounds like you're stuck, but anyway, nice song.
Oh, beautiful voice though, right?
Yeah.
Billie Eilish said that her mum recommends people with kids to pretend like it's Christmas vacation during quarantine.
Right.
Meanwhile, she and her brother Phineas performed Everything I Wanted.
A lot from their couch. Good work.
Yeah. Will Ferrell helped everyone out during the broadcast with some 20-second hand-washing tunes, including Sia's Chandelier.
Or what about this one? I wanna swing from a chandelier, chandelier. I wanna swing from a chandelier.
Someone whispered to him partway through that.
Don't know.
He sounded like a monkey for a little bit there too. It was funny. Great.
And Dua Lipa performed her hit song, Don't Start Now. Did the heartbreak change me? Baby, look
impressive, mind you, that backing track's pretty much exactly the same.
Yes, but her voice is amazing.
Pretty good. It is pretty good.
And Dolly Parton has announced that she's going to be reading children's bedtime stories in a new video series called Goodnight with Dolly.
Hey!
Hello, I'm Dolly Parton, the book lady from the Imagination Library. I want you to join me April the 2nd when I start Goodnight with Dolly. I'm going to be reading some stories from the Imagination Library.
That's right, she's the book lady.
And if you're wondering what the Imagination Library is, it's her charity where she gives away free books to kids in need.
Okay.
And she'll be kicking it off tomorrow with The Little Engine That Could. So
hey,
listen out for that with Dolly Parton.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.